Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here, another live stream. Thank you for joining us. Right now, the show has just started for us, so if you want to time it up with us, literally, it's just going through the recap as we speak. We're excited about tonight. Could be some fireworks. We're going to see what happens. Cody, you ready for it?
I'm dying for tonight's episode. Right now, we're seeing the recap. We have Sari talking, showing Heisem. I'm really excited. The feeds have been out of control. The flip-flopping has been out of control.
Insane.
Point where I'm like, I don't have a good guess. I think they're going to stick with it, but like, I don't have a good guess on it. Like, I don't feel 100%.
Yeah, we're going to have to see. And you know what? Maybe we'll get a little bit of the pressure cooker tonight live on the show. We're going to see what happens. This is going to be a legendary night. I really think it could be cool if we get to see a little bit of it, bringing back a blast from the past. But listen, we got a lot to cover. We're clearly excited about this, but let's get the business out of the way. Let's take a quick break from our first sponsor, GlassesUSA.com. All right, guys. I don't know if you've already noticed or not. I would hope that you have, but Cody and I are rocking some new glasses tonight, all thanks to GlassesUSA.com. And if you didn't already know, GlassesUSA.com is one of the biggest eyewear retailers in the U.S., offering thousands of eyeglasses and sunglasses such as Ray-Ban, Gucci, Oakley, and many more. What's best about GlassesUSA.com is that their glasses start at only $39, which are up to 70% off retail prices.
Yeah, and GlassesUSA.com also offers a collection of advanced blue light blocking lenses. Blue light glasses are ideal for protecting your eyes at home, work, or outdoors. Using blue light glasses during screen time helps reduce eye strain, decrease headaches, improve your sleep, and increase productivity. That is the sole reason why I have these glasses, and I wear them every day for the blue light, and it has completely changed how dry my eyes feel and the headaches that I used to wake up with in the morning. Not only that, but GlassesUSA has an online AR virtual try-on tool. Because shopping online can be fun, but it also can be extremely overwhelming, especially with so many options. That's why I love shopping with GlassesUSA's AR virtual try-on. I use it to find all of my frames, and it's super helpful. Shopping online at GlassesUSA.com is a risk-free shopping experience with free shipping and returns and a 100% money-back guarantee within 14 days. Okay, so guys, I went with the Ototo Copperfields. These are the ones that I know a lot of you continuously ask me about when we're live. My other pair that I rock with, I always love these metal lenses, is the Ototo Orno Gold. I like these because they're sleek, they're classy, and sometimes I'll find myself wearing these out to dinner because I want to look extra sophisticated.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. If I want to look a little smarter than I actually am, these are my new go-tos. These are definitely the ones that I'm wearing. I needed a pair that was a little wider on my face. GlassesUSA.com hooked it up. And if you're interested in these are the Ray-Ban RX 5279. Really enjoy these. Super comfortable, thin frame. And guys, right now is a great time if you're interested in some new glasses to head on over to GlassesUSA.com because they're offering a crazy exclusive discount on top of any coupon code they currently have on their website just for our listeners and viewers. It's only available for 24 hours, so click on the links in the top of our description and get the details now. Once again, we want to thank GlassesUSA.com for sponsoring this week's episode. Let's get back into it. All right, we're back. Thank you for sticking with us during the first break. Again, we're still in the recaps of the show right now, so for most of you, You're already caught up with it. And while we're waiting, right now we got about 500 people in here. So take a second. If you haven't done already, I'm going to do it right now. 500 people, only 83 likes. So take 1 second, look down at your screen, just tap that thumbs up button, show us a little love. It means nothing to you. It means everything to us, and it takes nothing to do it. Doesn't cost you anything. It would be greatly appreciated. If you don't do it, you're just a mean person.
Yeah. And for those of you that are listening right now on audio, on Apple, Spotify, drop us a 5-star review, or don't drop us a 5-star review if you don't like what you're hearing. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, click that subscribe button and turn on those bell notifications, because you don't want to miss when we come live, when new videos are going out. We don't know what time. We may feel spicy on a weekend and just want to jump on here. So make sure those notifications are on.
Yep, absolutely. We were already talking with Tiffany, actually, about maybe doing a live here and there on a Sunday or something like that. So we're not just blowing smoke up your ass. It could actually happen here. So stick around. Right now, we're going through the recap. And I don't know, what have you – I know I was listening to Tiffany's podcast. Like you were saying before we cut to the break, crazy flip-flopping this week. Like, it's been chaos. What do you – so you're thinking this could go either way still?
I'm thinking it could go either way. My thing is, what I'm trying to do right now is – like, wash out all the stuff that I listened to that Tiffany said, because I want to just go based off of what they're showing us on the live show, because I genuinely feel like it's a different feel. Like, this, and this is why I try to tell people, when you're watching the feeds and you're like, oh, I really know what this person's thinking, like, oh, I really know this, like, you don't, because when you're in the house, you flip-flop like crazy. And that's why I like watching the feeds and I like taking information from the feeds. But I love hearing what they're saying in the diary room, because that's where they're breaking down to somebody who they fully trust, that they know isn't going to try to ruin their game, how they're feeling. And so I'm eager to see what some of them are saying leading into this eviction, because this is where we're going to get what Cerie's going through, what Izzy's going through, who really seem to be the two that are like driving the show right now. Izzy and Cerie are driving the show.
Izzy and Cerie are definitely driving the show, although I do not think they're in the driver's seat right now as far as top dog in the house. We will get to that later tonight, because you guys like that. We're going to bring it back. We're going to keep going with our top fives. Let's hear what Julie has to say real quick.
Yep.
Former head of household, now on the block. We've seen this before. How, what's it called?
How the tables have turned.
How the tables have turned.
My favorite was how, like, Heisem was, like, so fired up in the beginning of the week. He's like, this is how the week goes when you run the HOH right. And it's like, brother, wrong. Like, you did not run it well.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, right? You can really tell how well you did as HOH the following week, right? Like, it's not about getting out the person you want. It's how did everyone feel after you did whatever you did. And the quickest way to tell is right here the following week. Do you survive the block? Are you on it?
Right.
And this should be, and if he has some self-awareness, he should know that clearly, even though he said it in the past, that his HOH was successful, clearly it wasn't as successful as he thought.
Felicia has had the best HOH week of the season so far, and I never in a million years thought I would say that.
No, she's done good so far. She's getting
out doing what the house wants.
But do you think this is a good move for Felicia's game?
I think 100%, because she makes people feel like, look, like, if there's something going wrong and the house is getting uncomfortable, Felicia's going to do what's right. And in that sense, it's good, because she's not the one flip-flopping. But actually, from what I'm seeing, she is too. Like, she was trying to turn people today.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if this is necessarily the best move. Here's my thought. Heisem was with Cerie and Cerie. I'm sorry. Heisem was with Cerie and Felicia.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty loyal to them from what we were seeing.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm wrong, chat, let me know.
Yeah.
He's a comp guy. He can win the competitions. He can beat anybody in that house in mental and physical comps. I don't know. Mental, Felicia and Cerie, they can win those. Physical against some of these other guys and these other girls, I don't know if they can match up. And Heisem would have been that person for them. So I don't know if this is going to be necessarily the best move for their long-term game, but we might find out.
I'll tell you who's going to cause an issue in their long-term game because of how this week and last week went. Corey. Because Corey is just chilling, observing, and he knows he's in a good spot, hence why he's throwing the HOHs.
Hey, I know I always say this to you, and I feel
it's,
like
it's you're definitely. Tell me. I know people come in here.
Yeah, and there's some people.
You're
guys,
all the way up.
Yeah, I'm jacked up audio wise, and when I hear these episodes back, they sound great. I would say it might be something with your microphone. Maybe you have to change a setting. Your headphones to change a setting. If you guys can hear me okay, we'll do a quick. There's a few people saying it. That's the only thing. But if you can hear me okay, hit number one. If you can't hear me, hit two. We'll let the chat tell us what's up.
Yeah, we got to have a majority rules. But although,
even if they say
here.
It's, even if it's a two, like you said, what else can you do? There's not much else you can do. So I'm coming through my microphone here.
So right now we're seeing Haysom and Felicia have a conversation immediately after the veto meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And Felicia's calling him out, saying, you didn't even view me as a competitor.
Yeah, everyone can hear me fine. Thank you, chat. Appreciate it. So for the few people that have it, the chat is letting you know it's got to be something on your end.
I think I've come in tune with there's people that come in here to mess with us and say that.
That's true, too, man. It could be possible. Although I think like they were that woman that said it was probably being normal, but...
Yeah, you're right. He's a competition beast. Felicia's letting him know, like, you're a huge threat. You're a competition beast. And he's going to play the victim role the whole time. I'm hurt. You hurt my feelings. Okay, classic. That's what you just said.
You don't sound so confident in that DR anymore, brother. I'm a little upset with myself, Cody, by the way. You know, I pride myself on being accurate, and I had said Haysom was going to be the first boot. So I'm going to be one off, and I apologize to you guys out there. I got to be better. I will be better.
You did call that right off the rip.
I will be better.
You called that right off the rip. Cody's just louder, but I can hear Derek fine. I feel like I have to pull away from the mic because my voice is just loud and raspy, especially after the bachelor party. Lost my voice.
Izzy's so funny.
Lost my voice this weekend.
Ooh.
My job was to keep you calm.
Yeah, I don't think this was the great move for them.
He really was so low. But listen, was getting Devin out, like, was Devin ever going to target you? Was Devin ever going to target me? No, but when you make the whole house, you almost, it's like, why are you sticking with the person that's making the entire house uncomfortable? So you almost have to, like, clip that person for the benefit of, like, longevity. Cody be swallowing that mic.
Izzy's so intense.
Yo, Izzy is so intense.
I'm going to be honest with you, too, and this is another, I mean... It's a hot take because I feel like she does have some protection. I don't think Izzy goes very far in this game either. She's going to blow up even worse. She's already losing her shit in there.
So when Izzy was talking like about wanting to be the HOH that went after Haysom, like she would have followed. If she did win the HOH, she would have followed Haysom in week four.
Thanks, Melissa. Evicting Haysom is a horrible gameplay for Suri and Felicia's game. Cameron is the most dangerous player long term. His relationship with Red is a problem.
So
I agree.
Do you agree with that, man?
I think they should have kept Haysom.
So it's almost like, why is Cameron such a threat? And like, why is Matt such a threat? When Haysom was like, Matt's the king of the house, I was like, what?
I just think Matt is going to win a lot of physical endurance comps in the end, like in the long stretch. And I don't think Felicia and Suri can stop him. And I don't think Izzy can stop him either.
Well,
and Cameron and Red are pretty tight. They're going to kind of splinter off, do their own thing. I think you could find a world where Felicia is going home probably mid-season.
The problem is that I think Cameron being outside of the Professor's Alliance allows, and Red being so tight to Cameron, allows those two to be like huge swing votes that draw the power each week.
Yeah.
And now send Haysom and Felicia can't compete, you give the other side like a really good chance of winning the HOH. And Jag is gunning for
it. By the way, Derek... Another Derek in the comments. Great, great response there. Someone should say to Haysom, it's okay, Haysom. You're not a bad player. You just made a miscalculation.
Oh. I would love that. I would love that.
Riley. Shout out Riley if she's watching. I know she's loving this tonight.
Yeah. We thought we were going to see Riley in Nashville. Nashville was great, by
the way. People were asking how Nashville was. It was dope.
Nashville was wild. Shout out to all my boys that were there, including Derek. And we just... Weekend of degeneracy, but now we're back to the real world. I'm still sweating it out.
Back to reality.
The look in Heism's eyes, if looks could kill. James, you're not wrong. Haysom is like...
He's defeated.
All right, so we're right now, they're zooming in on the nominees, and we are at a commercial break. So now is a chance where if you guys have any questions, we can answer those. But as of right now, a lot of people are saying in the chat, and I couldn't agree more, and you've said it as well, but like Corey is just... There's a couple of things that I've heard from Corey, tiny tidbits, but it always is in reference to the HOH. Every week he has a tidbit in the HOH where he's like, I don't want to have to show my cards. I'm in a good position. I don't want to have to nominate people, which lets me know he completely is like tuned into the game. He understands where his placement is, and he doesn't need to do anything this early to mess that up. I like him a lot.
Corey's in the best position in the house, not to spoil our top five. I mean, he's in the best position in the house right now. He's doing what I thought Jag was going to do. I thought Jag was, and I think in Jag's defense, I thought he tried to do it, but
Jag's name got mentioned early, right?
Yeah, he's getting mentioned early. He's getting dragged into things because he chose a side and his number one went home. But overall, you know, Corey is the guy who everyone likes. Everyone likes him. He's unassuming. He's not a threat. He's self-deprecating. He makes fun of himself, and he's in a great position. I thought Jag was going to be that guy, and I think he wanted to be that guy.
He definitely did.
But he's kind of been pinned on the other side. Now, could that reset with Heisem going home? Maybe. But we saw something before the renom between Felicia and Jag, which was incredible, where she's calling him out, swearing at him, and he just looked like a deer in the headlights. He did not have his swag that he normally has. He looked like he was going to struggle with finding himself and making himself believable to the other side of the house. So there's always time. A lot can happen in there. But, you know, Corey is what I thought Jag would be. You know, that's what I was banking on. And Corey's stepping up. And the thing about the house is it's a popularity, a popularity contest the first couple of weeks. If you can survive that, you can go a long way. And Corey, who was almost gone the first week, he was almost out of the house.
Yeah.
Now he's kind of settled in. He's kind of put his tentacles in, and I think he's there for the long haul.
Yeah, Corey's in a really good spot. He's talking. People trust Corey, and almost in the same sense that people were trusting Suri early on, but now because of Suri's like flip-flopping back and forth, wanting to do this, wanting to do that, targeting someone on her own side, she is almost like that trust in her has probably subsided a little bit, and it's like, all right, she's kind of all over the place and it's not really that great. I wish Suri would stop flip-flopping. It's going to drive her nuts and it's going to get her in trouble.
I agree. I feel like the indecisiveness is going to come back to bite him in the ass. You have to have a plan going in there. And for the most part, you want to stick to it. You got to figure out who your person is. You got to figure out who you're going to ride with and go with it. And they haven't done that.
Which, you know, I also love, and I hope they get a little more FaceTime because they were starting to get some in Wednesday's episode. Mimi is hilarious.
He's the funniest DRs.
He's so calculated. I don't believe you. So we just saw Heisem say that he's going to try to win their trust so they can like win together. And it's like, I don't believe that. He's not wrong in what he's saying right now. Dude, Felicia is cutthroat. Jenny Williams, a big part of a good social game playing is avoiding the ego takeover. The ego is not a way to make allies in the house. That is why Heisem is on the block. 100%. Shout out to Jenny Williams for that. And thank you, Jenny, for the $5.
Izzy's so, she's so easy to read.
Yeah. Well, so I want to get your opinion on how much further you think Izzy's going to go. But before we jump into that, let's hear from our second sponsor of the episode. It's actually a fun one. It is your girls over on the Challenge podcast. Take it away.
Hey, everyone. It's Devin Simone.
And I'm Tori Deal.
And we've got some very exciting news for our fellow Challenge fans.
The Challenge USA is back for a second season.
Featuring fan favorite contestants from your favorite CBS shows.
Yes. So join us on MTV's official Challenge podcast as we watch CBS reality titans compete against Challenge legends for the title of America's Best.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're back. And I wanted to get your opinion on Izzy because although Izzy wants to be like the one running the show, do you feel that Izzy will stay clear-minded and actually be able to stick to a plan, or it'll always be like an emotional pull for Izzy?
Izzy is very opinionated, and it's okay to be opinionated at certain points, especially in the DR, but she's, even when you think someone's not doing something right or you maybe not disagree with them completely, she's just too honest. Which is a good trait in your personal life, but maybe not a good trait in the Big Brother house. I think what's going to help her long term is that she has Suri and Jared. If she ever crosses that, I don't think she'll last long. Because who is, and I don't know, who is Izzy's number one?
It's Suri, 100%. I think right now Izzy.
But so that just tells you right there, Suri. That's Suri.
Right.
It's Izzy's not Suri's number one.
And so what I think is happening, Izzy is like growing closer and closer to Corey. And I could see Corey being the person that she possibly shares the secret with. Guys, let me, if you guys are watching the feeds, is that what you're seeing with Izzy? Because I was seeing Izzy having conversations with Corey. And then I was seeing a lot of people talk about like how that could possibly be the person that she slips up to.
Jared's going to have blown his own cover. He sprung on Blue. He's going to tell her for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. He's having a hard time staying away from her. It's only the third week.
Yeah, but you have to make that decision, Suri, before you put him on the block. Because now that you've put him on the block, you'll never have his trust again.
Yeah.
So it's too late. You have to at this point, You have to go through with the plan. Mm-hmm. If so, for some reason they don't send Heisem home tonight, it's an even bigger mistake.
Right.
Now they have to.
So what Derek is referring to right now, I feel like I was hearing some people say they wanted this. This is the conversation between Ceree and Heisem in the back room where Heisem is like telling Ceree, my game is in your hands and I will be loyal to you through and through. And then it cuts to Ceree saying she can't help but have to at least think about it because he's giving her all his loyalty. Right now we're seeing Izzy, Felicia, and Ceree talking amongst each other about possibly flipping the vote back in the favor of keeping Heisem.
Yeah, that'd be dumb. That'd be dumb.
It's like, let me pull you up for a back door. Hold on. I'm actually going to keep you safe.
By the way, and Cody already knows this, I have some people here that want to say hi to you guys. They're joining the stream with us. This is some special guests. This is special a big guests. Deal. So come on in, girls. Come on in. You got to get close, though, because the box is smaller on this. So you got to get like, you can get in front of me.
Yeah.
Special guest. They were joining the stream from the chat last week.
What's up, Peyton?
Tentley, you got to come over here, too. I don't know if I can see everyone.
I'll move. Keep moving, Peyton. Move Peyton this way.
Hold on. I don't want to catch my cable. Okay.
Now keep moving Tentley this way. Yeah. There she is. There's those beautiful blue eyes. Tentley, who's winning the game? Ask Tentley who's winning the game this year.
Tell me who's winning the game this year? She even know the players. I'm not even watching. Who's winning? Say Corey.
Corey's gonna win. That's a good. Right? That's a good pick. That's a good pick, T-Money.
Hey, who do you think's gonna win? I want you to say Jag.
Jag.
She.
Okay. So, is there anything else you want to say to the crowd? I mean, there's 800 people in here right now on the stream. They're watching. See, you can see Uncle Cody right there. So they're watching him, and we're watching the show. It's in my ears, so I can hear the show. Okay. And we're talking about the show, and see the people in the chat right there. They're talking about you, so you can read them. See Holla T, they look exactly like you.
Holla T.
See that?
Goodness.
Derek's sweet girl. See, they're saying hi. That you can see that, and they're putting the hearts when they like it. The fellow house guests. Pretty cool, huh? And then we have over here, you can see the camera over here. Okay, let me record. Let me finish this up. You guys
are great. Bowie Jane has been a floater. So, yeah, because now what their issue is, they had Red set up. Red knew that he was being out on a lot of the conversation, so he ultimately hitched his game to Cameron. So now you can't ask him to vote out Cameron. Exactly. He's not doing
it. Those two are getting tighter because they're kind of on the outs of everybody. Like, they're not keeping Red in on the loop, and you could see he's already gravitating towards Cameron. Like,
told him about the alliance.
He told him about the professors. Yeah. So
yeah.
They've created a smaller duo that honestly could end up being a good little pair.
Yeah,
they could end up doing some damage. They're both smart guys. I mean, they could end up running the house for a little bit, especially if they win an HOH.
The only saving grace that they're having with the flip-flopping is that they're keeping it close to the chest. Like, Ceree is flip-flopping with Izzy. Izzy's flip-flopping back with Felicia. Felicia's with Ceree. Ceree with Felicia. But they're not, like, going outside where everybody's like, from what we're seeing on the live show, they're not doing that. So, but here's the thing. Heisem looks like he is dressed in athletic gear, so he still thinks he has a chance to stay.
There's a shot. Yeah, there's still a shot. And I'm sure that's because part of them are telling him, like, oh, you know, I don't know. It might not be me. It might be, you know, I'm still on the fence. I'm going to go with the house. You know how that goes. All diplomatic. Because they think he's coming back.
Yeah.
They're all under the impression there's a battle back.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great point. But here's the thing. How many have gone so far? We're in the third week. Two, three.
Well, technically three.
With Kyle. So they.
Kyle. You just called him Kyle.
Oh, Luke.
Luke.
You know how that goes.
The same situation. I mean, just one went home, one didn't.
It was not the same situation. Don't do that to Kyle.
That is true. That is true. He didn't say it. Yeah, that is true. Good point.
Red in there. Biggest
similar topic.
Yeah, that is true. Not cluing Red in was their biggest mistake as an alliance, and it's the downfall. And you think it's going to be the downfall ultimately? Yeah, Melissa. I could see that being the case because now Red now knows I'm at the bottom of this alliance, so it can't be my number one. So I have to start figuring out the other side. Who's tight with Cameron? Who can we now start forming an alliance with that can go against this side? And it's just and the problem is that Red was in so many conversations. He's going to know, like, who to target. And I think first it's going to be Izzy, but I feel like Ceree's going to get herself targeted soon.
I mean, she could. I mean, nobody, I could be wrong, but nobody's really mentioning her right now. But
right.
There's going to be a more clear divide. And I really do think tonight, I say this all the time too, but I really do think tonight could be a deciding factor in the trajectory of this season because depending on who wins, it could reset the lines in the House. Because there's a lot of people who are kind of could go one way or the other. Like if Cerie wins tonight, you know, someone like Jared and Felicia, they're safe. Izzy safe, you know, but if you have a Cameron or you have a Red win, I don't know. I don't know who they
I'm
put
telling
up for
you
sure,
this right
man.
Now.
I do not know.
Jag is not moving from the pressure cooker.
You he think? Oh, is great point. Who do you think is winning the pressure cooker tonight?
Jag, I'd put it on Jagger America. I think Jagger America.
It's been so long. I mean, I just feel like there's going to be someone, the people who feel they're in the most trouble, the best chance at winning. And I agree with you. Jag's in a lot of trouble. He cannot.
He lost Riley. Who, Riley was his number one. They didn't really show it too much. Obviously, it was super early, but Riley was his number one. Mm. He then goes on the block the week after she goes. And although it was, you know, you're not the target of Tyson. Like if you don't win that you don't win that veto, you don't know. You don't truly know.
If Cerie wins this pressure cooker, by the way. Super impressed. I mean, I'll just be shocked.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the season. I was tired of one group dominating. I watched, what'd you rate? I watched you guys in your seasons multiple times. You are the best. Thank you, Cheryl.
Cheryl,
really appreciate it.
I agree with you that this is making it so much more entertaining versus like one alliance just running through it. I completely agree. Thank you, Brian Wilson. We appreciate you.
Hey, by the way, live eviction right now. What does that tell you?
Bro.
We're getting some HOH tonight.
This is awesome.
For sure.
This is awesome. All right. We're going to go quiet for the speeches and the vote.
I'll be interested to see what Heisem has to say. He's going to go all out. Holla Tenley. What up, goats? Love you both so hard. Thanks for work so hard. Thanks for being there. Derek, love Detective Perspective and Crime Weekly. Hot Mess Jess. Love you too. Thank you.
Love that Hot Mess Jess.
Hey, Cody, keep an eye on the time for us because I don't have a timer on my end.
Yeah, so we're at 33. But you got to eliminate about five, so.
Yeah.
We're at about 28.
Yep. Ooh. Real quick, if Siri is smart, she needs to splinter pivot now before anyone else and go over with Red and Cameron to bring over Jared and Blue and Jag for another alliance. That's how she pivots to go further. Melissa, not a bad idea. Will she do it? I don't think so. And you didn't include Felicia in that combo, and I don't think she's ditching Felicia.
Dude, that's a great call. But we're getting right into the vote.
Yeah, dude, we're getting it tonight. They're making the pressure cooker a big part of the show. You can't trail this all week and then not show it on the show.
Yeah, you just can't do that. But Derek, before we get back into it, let's hear from our final sponsor of this week, Factor.
With the busy fall season right around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door.
Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34-plus weekly flavored-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And for our listeners, we have an amazing deal. So for our listeners right now, head to factormeals.com/winnercircle50 and use code winnercircle50 to get 50% off. I'm going to say that again. Code winnercircle50 at factormeals.com/winnercircle50 to get 50% off. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. We're back. Heisem just walked out the door.
Heisem walked out. They're not... Scary Verse is going to bring him back to the pressure cooker. They're going right now.
Dude, he looks good.
He looks really good in that video. I got to be honest with you. He's looking like a stun. He's still the king good. Of pre-jury, but he looks like a snack right there.
Yeah, I'll still call him that.
Honestly, how old is he?
Got to be in his 40s, right?
Dude, he's a good-looking cat. The hair, Kesar. You did it right there, buddy.
43.
43. Good for you, Kesar. You're looking good, dude.
Looking good. Everybody is stunned right now. How many of these people right now do you think are like, wait, what's the pressure cooker? What are they talking about?
You had to have him. But I mean, why wouldn't you have the winner? I guess I don't know who won the pressure cooker. I think it was Jennifer, maybe. I don't know. I don't know who won it. But Kesar was the one who took his finger off the button to let someone else win. I think it was whoever their girl was. I can't remember.
Is that why? That's probably why it was super iconic.
Well, he came back, or he went home. I don't remember if that was the first time. But yeah, either way, good pick. K-Star is obviously someone who's very well liked by the Big Brother community. I can't even remember the girl's name who won it, so sorry about that. But, dude, he came in right for the fucking for his live appearance there. He looked good, man. Jacket was right. Looked good.
Rocking.
Good for him.
Rocking.
It was Jennifer. Thank you. Yep, it was Jennifer. Yeah, she's not as obviously well-known as K-Star, so you got to go with K-Star. That's going to, you know, you want someone who, when they come on the screen, there's going to be people in the house who recognize them.
Yeah.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah. They'd be like, wait, who's that guy?
Who's that? Production? This is a bleed.
What's happening, guys?
K-Star let Jen win. He did. But he shouldn't have. 800 people back in here.
Let's go.
It would be amazing if K-Star came back to participate in. Oh, that would be so dope. Imagine they said K-Star can come back and play, but what would be the significance of it? If he wins, then they get a penalty, like if he beats them all. But imagine if he's like, I'm playing in this, I'm getting my redemption. This is a chance to redeem myself.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Wild.
All right, so participate in the pressure cooker to come back into the house and play. That would be an amazing twist. That's not going to happen, Melissa, because he's too familiar with what's going on behind the scenes. He would have had to have been in sequester this entire time.
Right.
But he has all the in and outs of the alliances and the secrets of Sari and Jared. So that's impossible. But as I was saying before I finished the rest of your thing, they could have him play in this one competition where it's like, hey, guys, you're going against the BB legend. If he outlasts all of you, you're all on slot for the week. The person who finishes second behind him will be HOH, but that person will not be entitled to the HOH room this week. You know, it's just a twist that doesn't affect the trajectory of the game, but it'd still be fun to be like, oh, I could beat these players from the past. Well, here's your shot. Let's see it.
I'll tell you what, there wouldn't be a chance that K-Star does that because it's like, what's his drive? Yeah, like, what's his drive? Like, and like, not just him. Like, if I went back and was like, beat me in this, it'd be like, and you're on slot for the week, I'd be like, all right, well, like, it's not the same drive to win. You know what I mean?
Legacy, Cody.
Yeah.
He's known for giving up the button. Maybe. I agree with you completely, though, by the way.
Maybe. It's like, I'm like, 100%. Wait, what am I doing? So, yeah, this is an interesting one, to say the very least.
Derek, go in the house. Never know. Never
ready
know.
To rule it out.
I mean, not you guys in here, but they hate it. I sometimes go in there just to piss people off. I've been in the house like two or three times. Like, why do they have him back? It brings me a lot of joy.
You love hearing that. You love hearing that.
I love it. How I tell you all the time, right? I'm like, dude, I love when people cry because I'm back in there.
Yeah.
He ruined this. He ruined Big Brother.
God, boo. Boo, you, Derek.
I just
want to
say hi, Derek and Cody. Thank you for this. Have a great night. Thanks, Annie. Yeah.
Thank you, Annie. We appreciate that.
It's a small group of people, but it gives me joy.
Maybe if they incentivize K-Star with money and they're like, K-Star, not only do they go on top, but you'll get 100K, then maybe he sticks it out. He's like, how bad do they want it?
I'd be sticking it out. What do you guys think would happen to someone if they, in the live audience, screamed Sari and Jared's mom when they hold the door open?
It's
an interesting question. I think there could be something because this game is monitored by the California Gaming Commission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if like there would be a legal ramification, but they would definitely be banned from the CBS, you know, event ever. And I will also say most of the people in there are somehow connected to production or some.
Oh, you have to know. So you
got to know someone.
They don't just like offer these tickets to people. This is like producers, people that know them. It's not.
Sometimes they have a fan or two in there, but I think they're heavily vetted.
Yeah.
K-Star wins 25K if he beats them or something for motivation. Melissa's basically said what you said. Obviously, I like yours better for 100 grand, but you know.
Yeah, you know, 100K is 100K.
All right, come on. Let's get back from this break. Everyone here, let me speak
on behalf
of America.
I know, because here's the thing. This is what we know is going to happen, right? Julie's going to interview Heisem. We go on another break.
We're not going to see it.
We go on another break, and then we're going to see, like, because we have 15 minutes left. So, I don't know.
No, we only got 5 minutes left. You're right. I'm sorry. You got 12 minutes left. But what we are going to see? We probably won't be on at this point. Feeds. Feeds are going to have the pressure.
Oh, feeds are going on right away.
So, you guys, if there's feeds, who's the feed watchers in here? If you're a feed watcher, click one. If you're not, click two. But if you're a feed watcher, let me see how many people in here are going to the feeds right after this. And also, I think there might be some confusion because there's no way with 1,000 people we only have 170 likes. The little heart in the chat is not a like. You have to click the thumbs up button below the video. So can we at least get to 500? Do I have to bust out the
well,
tin can?
The problem
right
is, D, let's also think about this. The entire string collapsed.
Oh, yes, that's true.
The entire string collapsed.
So. Well, that's a chance for you to do double the likes.
Double likes, double likes, double likes, double likes, double likes.
Tenley just texted me, and I can see it on my screen. Seriously, tin can?
Seriously, Dad, what a stupid joke.
That was a good joke. Yes, it was. Okay. I'm not cool. My CBS has Steeler football on, so watching tonight by listening to you guys. Great show. Thank
Love
you,
that.
Mikey. Appreciate you.
We appreciate that.
Right, but doesn't he look like a doctor with a headband? How many times have you seen a physician
for
like
sure.
that? I mean,
for sure.
But it is par for the course because a lot of doctors, I know there's some, I don't want any doctors out there to come at me, but doctors are very like, I don't want to use the word, this is an extreme, I can't think of a better word, but very cold. Like they're pragmatic, like you're going through this health issue, they're looking at you as like, they want to fix you. Right. And so they have a lot of patience. So they're right to the point. That's what he's used to. That's what he's accustomed to. I don't think he's a bad person.
Yeah.
I just think you can't change the way you are just for the game. Ultimately, it's going to come out at some point. And for him, it was like 1 week in, then he was back to who he is in the outside world.
Yeah.
He's a delegator.
Yeah, totally.
This is what he was doing.
Totally.
He's got nurses. He's got assistants. He's got anesthesiologists. He's got to make quick decisions. I am going to CrimeCon.
So I think he's confused that it was necessary. It's not about the decisions he was making. It's about how he was making those decisions.
Yeah.
That's where the issue in lied with Heisem.
Izzy equals Andy. Felicia equals Quentin. Corey equals Ari. Jared equals Cody. I almost didn't know those names.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
Amanda,
like,
what a bring back. I was like, Quentin? Quentin's not on this show? And then I read it and I was like, oh.
Hi, guys. Absolutely love you both. Do you think there will be a Battle Black back this season? And who would be your favorite to return to the house? So there could be a Battle Black. I think there will be with how many people. We already had someone go home early.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be probably when jury starts. So when jury starts, those people will go in there, and then there'll be a Battle Back. This is like really a shot in the dark because I don't even know the position they'll be in at this point. But I could see a Jag going home, jury, right when jury hits, and then coming back in.
Mm. Love that.
And that still counts as a win for me if he does.
Win's a win's a win. Cody, you'll buy me drinks if I go to CrimeCon? Love that.
Yeah, Matt.
I love
Get
that.
Get him, Matt.
I love that.
Get him, Matt.
Oh, God, has nothing nice to say. Coming from him. You only don't want to hear what people have to say when you know you made people feel uncomfortable.
Took the high road. He took the high road there. I like that. But what is that saying? You reap what you sow?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're talking down to people all week, even if it's not intentional, they're going to get you back in that diary room.
Mm-hmm.
Although, not the smartest thing to do if you think there's a buyback.
This is wild. I cannot believe.
Oh, look, it's different, though. It's not a box. It's just a table.
It's just going to be hold the button.
They should have brought back the box, right?
I think new school.
Boo!
Vote.
Boo! I know you guys heard that.
Oh. Oh, wow. America's voting. One house guest to get a superpower.
Holy shit. That's a huge power.
So the house guest gets voted by America to be able to compete to win the power, right? It's not just they guarantee the power, right?
Nope, they get
heard
to
that
compete.
Right? Okay.
And then that person can save themselves or someone else for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
I did just blow out your speakers. If you're going to bring back the pressure cooker, bring it back.
Bring it back. I got to be honest
with
you.
All these old heads out here right now are like, that isn't the way we did it back in our day.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be sitting there with their hand up, fall asleep, hand off the button, done.
I want them to hotbox it, Cody.
Oh, like it's like it. People are sweating. Like
that's what I'm saying, dude. Looking
that's a
like
good
a
point.
Hamster.
That's a good point.
Boo!
Boo! Boo! Boo!
Matt's speech. Yeah, Matt went for him. I mean, are we in front of people? I feel like people are just saying Matt's speech now. I need to.
And they might just be bringing
this.
It up now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I loved it. I liked
it.
I liked it a lot. Good for Matt.
All right, so who is your pick to win this pressure cooker? Who's your, even though it's not a pressure cooker.
Jagger America.
A pressure cooker is, what is a pressure cooker, Cody? It's inside of something where it's pressure and there's a cover on it. Well, what are they doing?
Time out.
It's not pressure table.
But it was, it did seem like the walls were close to them.
So oh, there better be walls.
Tarp. Do you remember the tarp when it went over the backyard? It turned the backyard into a sauna?
Yeah.
Boo! Boo, I still don't like it.
No, there better be some type of compartment they're in. There better be. So who you thinking wins it?
Jag or America.
Let me see if I can start a poll in here.
Yeah, do that again. That was awesome.
I don't know if I add a poll, start a poll, but I can only pick two options, or I can add options. I'm not going to put everyone's name in here. Who wins? Ah, fuck it. I'll do it. You just got to tell me the name.
All right, I got you.
Hold on. Sari, I got Matt, Sari. If I spell these names wrong, don't you dare grammar police.
Don't even. Jag.
Felicia. I'm typing them quick.
Okay.
Cameron.
Okay.
I'm just going to see if I can do them all here. Oh, you can only add five.
Oh.
So who's our top five? I think Matt. I think America. Who else?
Jag.
Do you think Cameron has a shot?
I think Cameron's military back against the wall. Definitely. And then,
wait, can I only put four? Maybe I can only put four. Matt, America, Jag, and Cameron. That's what we're going with.
Ask your community. Answer. Matt, America, Jag, Cameron. We only put from one side of the house.
And if you guys, Corey, you guys think Corey could win? After this, I'll do a quick poll of Matt and whoever you guys think that could win. So Corey, Jared, and Red, I'll throw in there. I'll throw that poll up there too after a couple
seconds. Yeah, so see how they got them closed in? See how they built the scene?
It's a big wall.
Yeah, it's not tight like the original pressure cooker.
Boo! That's brutal.
That is brutal. No sitting, no kneeling, but squatting is allowed.
Hey, we're getting a couple minutes of it, BB. You gave us 1 minute of it. Thank you.
Oh my goodness, this is wild. This is pretty sick. This is an endurance comp if I've ever seen one. And it's more like, who wants it? Like, how bad do you want it?
Good night, everyone. Love you, Julie.
How tough is your mental fortitude?
This is a comp where there's not going to be a lot of action, so I can see why they saved it for the end of the show. Because they're not, you know, no one's letting go in the first couple
of minutes. But they wanted to show it.
Yeah. Still not the pressure cooker the way I remember it.
This is wild.
What do you guys think about this pressure cooker? Yeah. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just bitter. Maybe I'm just old. Do we like this pressure cooker? Do we not? One, if you like it better than the old one. Two, if they should have brought back the old one.
Yeah, I like this one.
All right. Cody's out.
We're not counting his I didn't watch the old school one.
Y'all are crazy. You made me do another poll just to have Jared have a bigger lead than in the first poll.
You mean Matt?
I mean Matt. I'm sorry. Matt to have a bigger lead than the first
poll. Everybody thinks Matt's winning it.
Yeah, dude, by a lot.
I mean, I could definitely see him winning it. But here's the thing. If he does win it, like, who's his target? His target just went home.
Yeah. No, I think he goes after... I could see, like... Yeah, I don't even know.
Like, who would his target be? This would be the... Everybody would be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got nominated by Matt. Because I felt so close to him.
Izzy said she'll pee herself before she lets go.
Oh my God, Izzy, savage.
Would you do that? Would you pee yourself, national TV, if you needed it?
Yeah, I'd pee myself.
Yeah, I think I would too, actually. Yeah,
I'd do it.
Hey, Peanut Gallery, you be quiet.
All right, we're done. It's over.
Okay, it's over. All right, so, well, that was good episode.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. It had Heisem, just another classic example of someone who has a lot of potential, but as I said earlier, communication skills. You got it. The goal is not only to get your person out that you want out, but to do it in a way where everyone in the house is on board with it as well. And you do it in a way that's respectful and game related, because you can make a good TV moment, but that doesn't necessarily translate in the house. And I really do think Heisem's fatal flaw was not only the delegating that he was doing, but also I really feel, even though they didn't show a lot of it, people were really turned off by the way he talked to Riley, mm-hmm. which none of us saw because right. the feeds were down and it didn't make the show. But the fact that it didn't make it make the show tells you that it probably wasn't that good. And I do think that that wasn't the nail in his coffin, but that started the ball down the hill where they were like, oh, we don't like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it was just – it was a lot. And I think it started – everybody started seeing the way that he kind of went at Riley start coming directed at them. And it didn't even necessarily have to be like – how like he aggressively attacked Riley. You saw it a little bit in a conversation between him and Felicia right when Felicia won the HOH and he came up to talk to her. And it was like, I'm pushing who I want on the block. No, Felicia, that's not right. And like, she couldn't even get a word in otherwise. And then she already was checked out and was like, you're not somebody that I really want to work with. You'll never let me talk. It's always going to be your way or the highway.
By the way, Cameron is Matt's target, according to some of the people in the chat.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's Cody, sorry about pulling on the challenge. Yeah.
It should be. It might take a couple minutes. Honestly, it's a good point. Will they not show the live feeds now because it hasn't aired on the West Coast yet? Will they wait till after the West Coast?
Oh, that's a good point. Don't they usually do that?
Yeah, that'd be shitty.
They usually do that.
What's the point of having the live feeds? I mean, how are you not going to have any of the...
Why would Matt want to target Cameron? I don't see... Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Who? All right. Let's go through our top five.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's go through our top five. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm going to write them down.
Mine's going to be easy.
Number one's Corey. That's across the board.
Done.
I'm trying to figure out where I want Mimi because I feel like she's just big chilling.
She's big chilling. I would put her number two.
I was going to go three because I'm like, wait, but then who would be two?
I mean, I think it'd be her. I think everyone else has been making a lot of moves and getting pretty messy. Okay. And I know like Ceree hasn't been mentioned by anyone to go on mm-hmm. the block. Right. I still think she's been kind of the puppet master early on. And those people that she's working with right now are going to be working against her in the long run.
So like, right
I think
now,
I think Izzy turns on everyone at some point.
Yeah. And I think right now everybody's starting to notice that Ceree and Izzy are like – the two kind of making decisions, kind of moving pieces around. And that's like, you can't be doing that. You can't be known.
You don't
want to
be the head
case.
Of the snake because you will get your head chopped off.
Yeah. But the good thing for Ceree, I think, is her saving grace is that I think they'll go after Izzy first. Shout out to us getting up and over 1,000 people in here.
Let's go.
We love to see it. We love to see it. We hated the technical difficulties that we had, but we're back.
Yeah. I would put Corey number one, Mikol number two. I know she's been mentioned by a bunch of people. I know some people aren't very fond of her. I would probably still put America at number three. And then
that was the only person I thought could possibly be two.
Yeah, and I'd put Jag at number four, even though I don't love his spot, and maybe Red at number five, even though, again, he's been mentioned.
I would say Red. Yeah. Cameron, Red, they're tight. Red, I think, is like Cameron's the more threatening one, so it's given Red. Like Jared, the only thing that I think – I want to put Jared up in the top five because I still don't think he's in a bad spot. Although I think his situation with Blue could be a problem, I don't think he's in a horrible spot. And I don't know how many people are mentioning Blue either.
Blue is not being mentioned a lot, but Blue, as we saw tonight, her approach, she's too honest. She's going to hurt herself. She's going to mess her game up. She's going to end up saying something vocally. And I also think the showmance between her and Jared could end up hurting them as well.
Yeah.
I don't see Jared winning. I don't see Blue winning.
The craziest thing was, bro, a week ago I thought Jared, I was like, dude, I can see him go. But now he started to like, he got into it with Izzy. He's doing the whole showmance with Blue. His mom even has to be like, what are you doing?
We don't normally do too much of it, but we didn't even touch a lot on the stuff that was on social media about Jared. Jared had some off-putting things to say about women and choices they make, and we're not even going to get into it. I got daughters here in the room. I'm definitely not getting into it.
Let's definitely not have the conversation with.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, you know, I bring it up only because it wasn't only something that social media picked up on. There were people in the house who said, hey, we don't like what you said, and that's more of a reflection on you.
I mean, he was pissing Blue off.
Yeah, and he was pissing Izzy off, too. And so...
Yeah, but everybody pisses Izzy off. She was like, I hate Cameron. That's true. I was like, Izzy, all right.
Yeah, but no, that's true.
Blue definitely seems like she won't take no shit. And he was getting under her skin too. But then they're like snuggling together on the couch. So I mean, how much is it, seriously? All right. Any final thoughts?
Oh, that's a good point. America was saying in the House that during COVID there was an app that came out where the person who were able, you put your finger on the app, and the person who kept their finger on the longest kept would win $1 million. And she ended up finishing in the whole country, by the way. She ended up keeping her finger on the phone for 46 hours straight, and she finished 14th in the entire world, or in the entire country.
Wait a minute.
Did you know that?
First of all, why was Blue telling that story?
No, it was America.
Oh, America?
Yep. She said that one time she finished 14th in the world in the country.
Oh, so, yeah. I mean,
46 hours, bro.
I could see it.
I think I remember that. There was like a thing where you like log in and you keep your finger on the button. And there were some people complaining like they never took their finger off, but it stopped automatically or whatever. But
whatever.
I do recall it during, or is it 2 million? People are saying 2 million? 20,000?
Anyway.
Maybe.
Oh, it was anyways. Mr. Beast. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Mr. Beast was doing a lot of stuff like that. So we have, I could see Jagger America.
$20,000, sorry.
I could see Jagger America winning it. I could totally see America winning it. And I don't know who America would target, because I'm not really like up on the feeds and what she's saying. And they're not giving her a lot of FaceTime right now. So I'd be eager to see, like, I want to see somebody from that side of the house win, to see like what are the conversations on the other side looking like? Like, who are they actually going to target? Would it be like a Felicia? Would it be an Izzy? I can't see it being Ceree, but then again, Izzy and Ceree are attached at the hip that they both might go on the block. So it's like, wow, that would be wild. I would like to see America win the HOH.
I would like to see definitely someone. I mean, Matt, if we know who he's going for, yeah, America would be a good one. Just let her win, or even like a Jag. It'd be cool to see Jag win, to see what he does. How does he get back on course? Because he has the potential to win this game. But he's got to right the ship. He's got to do some things, because he's not in a position to win right now. So he's got to fix those things. He's got to stir up some friendships and some alliances with an HOH win.
He needs to get an HOH win and find people that he can truly trust. Because obviously when you're the HOH, especially after Heisem goes, there's going to be a ton of people flocking to the HOH this upcoming week with a bunch of promises of making an alliance moving forward. And I'm eager to see, because Corey was ultimately calling out that Izzy and Ceree are in alliance with the entire house. And so I'd be eager to see kind of how that plays out, because I think Corey could kind of have conversations if somebody that trusts him wins the HOH to like influence it. I think he really could if he wants, but we'll see.
The good news is we're in, what are we, week three now? We're in week three.
We're going into week four.
There's not an obvious person who's like, I think Corey's head and shoulders above most of the people in there. But for most part of this whole thing, this game could still go anyway. Would say the majority of the people in there, I would say all of them at this point, all of them, if they won, I wouldn't be shocked. It hasn't kind of shown its head yet as to who are the front runners. Who
I agree.
Has the clearest path to victory here? And I feel like these next couple weeks, alliances are going to be reformed. They're going to be stronger, because now people know who everyone is in there, and they can align with people that they actually share similar values with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come down to who's winning the comps. And Heisem was a big one this week, because I do think Heisem would have been loyal to Ceree and Felicia and Izzy to a lesser extent, I believe, but still loyal to Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have been their sword. He could have been out there winning comps for him. So
yeah,
we'll see how this one plays out. They might end up winning the whole thing, and then I look like a fool, but they're going to have to win it without having that, you know, quote unquote comp beast on their team.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm eager to see who, because Heisem was the comp beast. Who's going to step up? And now I feel like it's also got to be in everybody's head that Heisem came off strong off the rip, veto, HOH veto, and then went home. So now that might scare people away from wanting to win competitions. So we'll see how it goes.
With the uncertainty there is right now, I wouldn't risk it, because everybody's susceptible to going home.
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter if you're HOH the week before. If this house flips, it changes with the wind.
There's got to be an uneasy feeling in the house to not feel comfortable enough, unless you're Corey, to throw this HOH.
I do got to go back, and this isn't shade. The only person I don't see a path to victory right now is Bowie.
Even Felicia called her a floater.
Yeah, I don't see Bowie win. I think Bowie's like having a good time.
She's chilling.
Having a good time.
Big chilling.
So. Any final words from you, brother?
No, man. I think I'm really excited. This game is just these first couple weeks have been really, really exciting. I just want to apologize to everybody for the technical difficulties, but I do really appreciate you guys like popping back in here, getting our numbers back up. So we really appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button, turn on those notifications, because we love hanging out with you guys here Thursday night.
Couldn't agree more. Appreciate you guys and appreciate you for getting the likes back up again. Everyone, have a good night. We'll be back next week. We'll probably be back with you with Tiffany going over this pressure cooker. If I know Tiffany, she's probably on Twitter right now talking about it. Because that's her thing. And I have to record some more spots for some other stuff that I'm doing. And I'm going to have the feeds up on my iPad just in case it pops on. Because I'm kind of curious to see who wins too. Although, if it lives up to the hype, we may not have a winner till tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. We appreciate you guys all being here tonight. Thank you for joining us on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.